This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
City Chairman Jason Chaffetz, he asked the FBI director today if Secretary Clinton lied during her sworn testimony before the Benghazi committee up in Congress when she said, in her words, there was nothing marked classified on my emails either sent or received. And you heard Comey say he needed a referral from Congress to go ahead and investigate. You heard Chaffetz say he'll get that referral. Did she lie to Congress?
Of course not. And the statements that she made to the FBI, you did hear the director characterize his view of her statements that she made in her interview that occurred last Saturday, and he said they have no basis to believe that she misled or lied to the FBI in any way. And the statements that she made to the FBI were perfectly consistent with what she said in public all along. And obviously in that committee appearance that was referenced by Chairman Chaffetz, she said what she said all along about the lack of markings. And as we discussed a moment ago, I think that issue was explained and debunked by the director today in terms of explaining that those documents were improperly marked and that underlying material was not actually classified. So look, we know that Jason Chaffetz, other House Republicans, Speaker Ryan, are going to try to find different threads to pull on and different ways to try to manufacture a drip, drip, drip and keep this email issue alive for the next 4 months to try to help Donald Trump's candidacy for president. But the reality is that the fundamental decision that the director reached and announced 2 days ago, I think, completely takes the wind out of the sails of the Republicans. And I think if they keep it up, it'll backfire like today's hearing did.
The director also...
I'm not sure it's a backfire. I'm really not. I mean, you know, bless their heart, but I don't blame them. I mean, all their eggs are in that basket. What do you expect them to say? I mean, it's just a clear denial. And this is, you know, this is the unfortunate part. And I think this is the stuff that drains most Americans. And I say drains this because, you know, it's like this is the messy part of politics. When things are just about, hey, let's protect our side. Let's not deal with the truth. You know, as the one passionate congressman who has experience. I mean, he's been out there, you know, representing our country, fighting wars. And he goes, wait a minute, you know, you just jeopardized the lives of people out there, you know, and he's thinking of himself, how information was allowed to be accessible to the bad guys, and their lives are, I mean, it is tough enough in a combat zone, and you're trying to watch so many things and deal with, you know, so many dangerous things. And then when you find out your own government is complicit in endangering your welfare, and like, what is this all about? I mean, what kind of statement does that put out, you know, to the rest of the military who are in combat zones and they're in jeopardy when, you know, leaders of our country are so irresponsible and somehow it's kind of okay? I mean, even, you know, James Comey said, look, if it happened in my department, you know, this person, you know, could have easily have lost their clearance. I mean, there were some consequences, but yet when we're talking about Hillary Clinton, there's no consequences. And I can appreciate the Democrats. Again, look at, you know, unfortunately, timing, not bueno on this deal, because we're looking at an election, but this thing should have been solved a long time ago. For all the time they spent and energy they find out, they say, well, hey, there's just not enough there. Really? I mean, and we've come down to this 11th hour, so what do you expect? You think the Democrats are going to say, yeah, she's guilty as hell? No, hey, man, you know, they've got to hold their stand. They've got to protect, you know, their standard bearer, their presumptive nominee for the president of the United States. And the president, you know, as we talked about with our other experts, is that he sent 12 emails to Hillary Clinton, so he's not devoid of knowledge. I mean, he's complicit in this whole deal. So this thing really stinks to high heaven. It leads to the White House. And I'm not, you know, again, you know, some of this stuff, oh, my goodness, we're getting into the realm of the conspiratorial. What do you expect? I mean, this is what this process has done to us because it has avoided the truth. You can't hear what James Comey says and then come to the conclusion that he comes up with without disconnecting from reality, I guess. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more. The conversation continues right here.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, see what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. We're coming at you live. Ryan Young joined us right now. He is a Competitive Enterprise Institute's fellow focusing on regulatory and monetary policy and financial regulation. He also happens to host a weekly podcast for CEI and writes the popular Regulation of the Day. Ryan, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Hey, great to have you here. In your article, you write, from presidential candidates on down, everyone worries about economic inequality these days in an era of stagnant job and wage growth. That's a fair concern. Of course, that sentence alone stands in contrast to what this government and this current administration is telling us. They're saying, hey, there's no stagnancy to this deal. We've created more jobs. Everything's wonderful here. So it's sobering to hear some truth from somebody who is on top. In fact, you describe it as an era of stagnant job and wage growth. But you say something on, you go on to say that something is much more important here, and I want people to really measure what you've written here. But inequality is a poor measure of how people are really doing and what would make life better, rather than measure the difference between a CEO's salary and their lowest paid employees. Policymakers should focus on making, this is what is critical, policymakers should focus on making the poor better off. Seems like a pretty simple sentence, but what does that look like?
What it means is that whether you're on the left or whether you're on the right, everybody wants to eliminate poverty and make sure that everyone, even at the economic bottom, has enough to live with comfort, dignity, and security. The trouble is that so many people do that by focusing on ratios instead of people. What's the difference between rich and poor as far as income? What you said about CEOs versus their lowest paid employees. Those are the wrong kind of questions, and spending so much time and energy on that instead of actually helping people does a disservice to the poor and holds back the cause of eliminating poverty.
Well, you know, to your point, there's no doubt that we're concerned about poverty. We're committed to this. I mean, to the point that we have invested. It's been our money, not the government's money. The government would like to say it's theirs. It's our money. We've given it to them to steward, and they've stewarded so poorly when you consider that we've invested over $22 trillion since the war on poverty was announced back in 1964 with President Johnson. $22 trillion, Ryan, and we've moved the needle from 15% to 15.1%. What's wrong with this investment?
A lot, just because, like I said, people have been asking the wrong questions. That means they're also coming up with the wrong answers. And a lot of the policies that people are promoting, whether it's the higher minimum wage, which throws some people out of work, whether it's expanding collective bargaining, which raises prices for consumers, many of whom are on the lower end of the economic spectrum, those policies don't actually help the poor. They're intended to decrease inequality. And on an ethical level, I think that's suspect. The goal is to help people, not to flatten the income distribution.
Exactly. You say the job for policymakers is to remove barriers to opportunity and job creation. It seems because of their, I don't know, you want to call it their arrogance or maybe their misguided attempt to social engineer something. I mean, the beauty of the free market system is the cream always rises. Many people, immigrants, immigrate to this country because of one word, opportunity. And what we need to do is level that playing field to where the opportunity is experienced by more people, not just immigrants, immigrants who come here and just say, hell, you have no idea where I came from. Anything, you know, than what I left behind is better than that. So America, even with all its regulations and its interference and everything like that, I can make things happen. And the truth of the matter is they still are, in spite of these crazy regulations. But the other part is that we have policies that de-incentivize and reward all the wrong behavior. We are growing an entitlement a group of people here in this country, and just like they've done in Europe, and we're wondering, hey, what's wrong with this picture? We just keep pouring this money down a dark hole, and along the way, we're disenfranchising people. We're taking away their dignity. We're making them feel less than. When all they want to do, and I know this in my heart, Ryan, people just want to be productive. They want to go out there, provide for their families, and feel like they got a fair chance at being successful. And when we load them up with entitlements and tell them, hey, don't worry about it, we'll take care of you, we take away all incentive, and we just absolutely destroy their dignity, don't you think?
I agree. And in fact, my colleague Fred Smith has a saying that he says, you don't have to teach the grass to grow, but you do have to take the rocks off it. So I would say that rock removal is the single biggest poverty relief program that you can do. And I think the most effective avenue for that is regulatory reform. Just by way of example, if all federal regulations are compiled in a document called the Code of Federal Regulations. And if you want, you can order a copy from the U.S. Government Printing Office. They will mail you 238 volumes, totaling 175,000 pages, with a 1,200-page index. I think that's a bit much, and some of those rocks can be removed from the economic lawn.
Say it again, 238 volumes?
Yep, 175,000 pages. And the total cost, according to the best estimate that I know, that my colleague Wayne Cruz puts together, is just under $1.9 trillion. Which is more than half the federal budget. So people complain about the size of government. It's actually half, again, as big as you think.
Well, you've been keeping an eye, and you report on regulations, and I appreciate your perspective and expertise. And this is what America needs to understand. I mean, we have regulators. I mean, if you have regulators, guess what they're going to do?
They're going to regulate.
They're going to regulate. I mean, hey, I'm a regulator. What do you do? I regulate. Okay, so, and it's just like a disease. And it just keeps on metastasizing. And they just think, oh, wow, they're doing so great. But there's no sobriety in this deal. There's no accountability to say, hey, let's take a look at that regulation that has been stifling people for the last 10 years. Is it a plus or a minus? You know, if it's a minus, get it the heck out of here. You know, if it really does work and there's, you know, what I say, and I'm being a businessman and, you know, for many years, I look at return on investment. I invest money, and we invest the people's money, hard-earned money that it is, not the government's money again. It's our money. We invest it. Where's the return? Because I can tell you that Barack Obama's political bundlers got a handsome return. I mean, you know, as Peter Schweitzer reported in his book, you know, you had about 85% of the bundlers for President Obama's 08 campaign. And for every dollar that they bundled, they got 25,000 ROI. That's pretty good. I mean, you and I would love that deal, right?
Yeah, and that's a lot of regulations, too. And another effect it has is it hurts the poor and increases inequality. For example, one-third of all workers need a license, in other words, government permission, to get up and go to work in the morning. One-third. And it's not just doctors and lawyers. I wouldn't want a non-certified brain surgeon operating on me, for example.
Right.
But if you arrange flowers for a living, or if you're an interior decorator, or you braid hair, you have to, for example, one hair braider had to go through 1,600 hours of training in things that her salon did not offer. All she did was braid hair. She didn't do cuts or dyes or anything else like that.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. Well, how about these little kids trying to set up lemonade stands, Ryan? I mean, it's that ridiculous, right?
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to leave you on that happy note. Ryan Young, he's a fellow with the Competitive Enterprise Institute. Ryan, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. Just about 15 after the top of the hour right now.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
I'll tell you, sometimes you got to back up the words with the move, don't you? Christopher Harris with us right now serves as the executive director of unhyphenatedamerica.org, a staunch Christian conservative who moved from Colorado to Washington, D.C. as a congressional intern for long-serving 10 terms, U.S. Representative Joel Heffley out of Colorado in the 5th District there. Christopher Harris, good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, Bill. Good to talk to you again.
Well, always good. I know we wanted to talk about, you know, the 31 flavors of gender, but let's first address what is going on in our country, because, you know, your heart of unhyphenated America, you know, you and I have been joined here, buddy, at the hip, and I would say at the heart, is that because we have so many people that are under or not represented in this country today, and as a result, we keep having these problems, you know, raise up, and we're just, it's a powder keg getting ready to explode. I mean, here we have two more police shootings, one in Louisiana, one in Minnesota, and then we have last night's situation in Dallas. I mean, this is all a clear demonstration of what's symptomatic with our symptomatically wrong with our country right now.
Well, it is there's definitely a deep divide in many respects, but I think there's a lot of things that are being done to exacerbate this, and that on a one-to-one basis, and I just continue to say this, Bill, I think people dealing with each other one-to-one tend to get along really well. It's the whole group dynamic thing, and so then you have to look at who are the driving forces behind group dynamics, who are the leaders in those groups, and then who are kind of helping to push this divisive nature, as well as what role does the media, and then, of course, our political leadership, what role are they playing in helping to make things more divisive? Because if you run the numbers, I mean, let's talk about the police shootings and everything. I am some of your listeners know this, some of you don't. I have a permanent tan. I've got lots of melanin. I'm black, right?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, I believe that black lives matter, just like I believe that all lives matter. But I'll tell you, as a black man who lives in the state of Virginia, who's authorized to carry a firearm, I still do not feel like I'm being targeted, because I've been pulled over before. As a matter of fact, out of a Virginia, West Virginia border, you couldn't get much more boondocks than I was. It was 2 o'clock in the morning. And guess what, Bill? I was speeding. He got me dead to rights. I was doing close to 90 miles an hour. I was kind of having fun. I was driving. And guess what? I showed him my concealed carry permit, and that was it. You know, as a matter of fact, he knocked down the indicated speed. It was such a non-event that it sounds silly even talking about it. But these are the kind of things that they don't want to talk about my story and my example. They want to talk, and this probably happens, God knows how many times that this happens, but then what you want, they're looking for opportunities like the unfortunate example of what happened, which, by the way, we only have seen the aftermath. All I'm saying, Bill, is I'm not going to rush to judgment. All we've seen is the aftermath. We don't know what took place beforehand. And so until I hear that information, I'm not going to jump on one party or the other. But once again, you and I, Bill, if we just deal with each other one-to-one, we probably get along just fine. If we allow the talking heads, if we allow the president and all those other divisive factors, features, the factors on it to tell us how to think, you and I would probably hate each other.
Yeah, that's a sad commentary of where we are today. But we have to admit, and it's a tough thing to admit, that we have these outside influences in our country, and here it is. Like you say, we haven't, even with that Facebook Live video that looks rather chilling, we didn't see what led up to this. We don't know. I mean, supposedly there was some pot involved, but still, you know, just because you have pot, you certainly don't, you don't want to shoot anybody. But there was something, and we don't even know with that one police officer. Like anything, you know, threats happen at varying times. I mean, maybe he had been threatened along the way. I don't know. I mean, right now it's all conjecture. It's maybe unfair, but I agree with you, is that this is the hardest thing for our country to do, and that is to wait on due process. We've got to go through this. I mean, look what happened with the Freddie Gray issue. I mean, Marilyn Mosby, his career is just down the toilet. I mean, it's been destroyed now. for all the pomp and circumstance and what she tried to, you know, steer up. And then she comes back and she looks like she's totally incompetent. And I don't know how she proceeds in her life for this. And it's sad because I think that, you know, outside of, like you say, you know, these outside influences, is she a quality person? I mean, she's, you know, seems to be a rather intelligent person, you know, but unfortunately, you know, the rule of law and, you know, it doesn't accommodate emotional response. You can get away with it for a short while, but really, in order for the rule of law to work, you've got to look at that statue of blind justice. You cannot take off the you know, take off that blindfold, because then justice gets prejudiced, and sadly, there are consequences and there are casualties along the way, and we're seeing them right here across this country today.
Oh, exactly. And you have so much partisanship where, you know, judges, and this is one of those things that I go back to the statements from President John Adams when he said that our form of government was made only for moral and religious people. It's wholly inadequate for the governance of any other. Now, that's not to say that people were perfect creatures at any other point in time in history. They're not. You know, human beings, in my opinion, coming from the Christian worldview, we've been flawed, and we're, right, you know, we've been flawed human beings since the original sin. But all we try to do is try to claw back to as close to being that Christ-like figures as we can. And at the very least, it's the idea that we're all created equal, and that we're all supposed to be sovereign, and that our governments are created for the purpose of protecting those unalienable rights. And when we have that belief in mind, we sit there and say, hey, you know, we're going to trust our governance, but we have to elect the right people and appoint the right people into those governments. And so you want a judge who says, hey, you know what? Yes, I'm a human being. I'm flawed. I have my own personal failings and views or whatever like that. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to judge things based according to the law, the right and the wrong. And that's what we need. But we live in a world where people have gone to the point now, Bill, where people say, well, what's right and what's wrong?
Yeah.
And see, that's where we have a problem. When people are sitting there questioning what's right versus what's wrong, instead of understanding that there are moral absolutes, then this is where we are.
Well, and this is what experience teaches us. And we're going through this, you know, right now in America, as I say, and I've been saying to my children forever, that experience defines preference. And this is a definition period that this country is going through right now. You know, we've experienced a country based on God, and now we straight-armed God, and we said, hey, look, we don't want this, you know, involved in our government, you know, which is incredible because the foundation of our government, like you say, is based on the rule of law. Oh, yeah, which came from God. You know, so let's ignore all that. And the price we're paying for this, you know, we will continue to pay until we realize what it's all about. Because like you said, we are all flawed. And if we're not, then what was God thinking, you know, to send us a redeemer? I mean, did he mess up or what?
Exactly, and he knew it. Like I said, we have to go back to the idea that that our law, in principle, is rock solid, and if we stand on that, we'll be much better off.
Yeah. I mean, at any point, I don't care, immigration, all these other issues that we're dealing with, we've violated the laws, even our own laws, we violated them, and then we wonder why we're getting the chaos and the lawlessness, you know, as a result of that. I mean, really? Are you kidding me?
Special classes of people, Bill. I mean, look, you can't have special classes of people.
No
you
doubt.
You can't.
Yeah, without a doubt. Christopher Harris, thank you so much for being with us. I got to have you back. We're going to talk about 31 flavors later, okay? He serves as the executive director of unhyphenatedamerica.org. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at just about 29 minutes now after the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home and design experts Aaron and Ben Napier. With Independence Day around the corner, plan a party in full style but not full price. Here are tips to host a festive get-together on budget.
We love hosting our friends on the 4th, but it gets so hot in the South. To keep beverages cool in the heat, we freeze colorful water balloons and stick them in a tub or a cooler. The balloons don't melt as fast as regular ice, and they look great, too.
We get some of our party supplies, including beverages and lawn games, at grocery stores and wholesale clubs. And with our Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, we earn 2% cash back on those purchases. We can also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on everything else. The cash back we earn adds up to more party fun.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/debtcashback.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez Live.
When you don't move the mountain, I'm leading you to move. When you don't part the water, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers, as I cry out to you. I will trust in you.
Bill Martinez Live.
And I guess that's what it comes down to. You got to figure out who you're going to trust in. And, because I think that's what's coming down to, ladies and gentlemen, is we got to figure out who it is and what it is that we trust in. And I understand right now that your world is being shaken when you look out and you see like what happened in Dallas last night. And you see these reports that happen out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and Minnesota. I mean, it is rather disconcerting, and not to mention, you know, what happened there on the Beltway in Washington, D.C., with our director of the FBI. And as we've been saying on the show, we are entering into, what Barry McGuire called maybe an eve of destruction. Now, what do you think here? I mean, this is, you know, you can't let go of the rule of law, become lawless, and have all this chaos enter in. And think that we're not going to lose something along the way. Already our liberties have been in jeopardy, and how much more can this country take? I don't know. Coach Kevin Collins is with us right now, so he can bring some sober perspective to all this, thank God. Holds a doctoral degree in public admin, a Semper Fi Marine like yours truly. Coach, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well, but I have to tell you, I'm in shock.
Yeah, as a retired New York City police officer, when you saw what happened in Dallas, Texas last night, across the palette of America right now, and from coast to coast, it is a heavy heart today, but especially for those who are of the fraternal order of first responders and police officers to see the ambush that happened to them last night.
As a young cop in Bedford-Stuyvesant, in one of the toughest precincts in the city in New York, I lived through a 20-month period that started in 1969 and finally abated towards the end of 1970, where 10 New York City cops were killed violently by those who were making war on us. But that was somehow different. It was in slow motion. This is jammed into fast forward. This is let's get it on. And I'm not sure that the places where this happened, which of course there's always going to be big cities because that's big, the biggest flash. I'm not sure that the administrations of these cities are equipped to first even recognize what's happening and next to take firm action and stand up to this. You know, I mean, Dallas was a ripe hanging piece of fruit because of the nature of the city administration for many years. And this is what you have. This was planned. This is coordinated. It doesn't take a long time to coordinate something like this. A couple of tweets and a few texts, and you have people in the right place to provide the chaos that the police were distracted by and assassinated.
Right.
Gorsuch.
Yeah, they were clearly set up. What it looks like, Coach. But Coach, as a police officer, we often talk about the show is that we have to allow due process. I mean, the one Facebook Live video stream of what happened in Minnesota there in Falcon Heights was extremely disturbing. But you know, as Christopher Harris had said earlier, is that we didn't have the first part of it. We don't know what happened there. But what we did see was very, very disturbing. And as a former police officer, you know, what do you say about that?
Well, let's say first right up front, I haven't viewed that video because I'm waiting for all of the information to come out. That having been said, based on what I've heard and had explained to me by people whom I know very well and trust, this is not going to get better. This was a bad action by a police officer, and it is not trite, and it is not a hackneyed blather to say that all over the country, every day, there are hundreds of thousands of interactions between the police and citizens, and that when you get something like this, it doesn't expunge the guilt involved, but it does put it in perspective that this is a minuscule number of times. I mean, look, just not far from where that happened, a few hundred miles away in Chicago, 60 people got shot.
Yeah, the weekend before.
And there was, where is the uproar? And well, because it doesn't fit the political media narrative.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't expunge the cops involved in these cases. I've seen them. I can understand their anger, and I can understand their trepidation. But it doesn't excuse what some apparently have done. But let's keep the numbers in perspective here.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, numbers are part of it, but you know we do have to, Coach. We've got to get to this, and unfortunately, it seems that the way it's being addressed from leadership, you know, from the president on down, it's really going to be down. It's going to come down to we the people, you know, a grassroots level, you know, coming to the solution here, because the president, unfortunately, what he had to say only seemed to divide us all the more. It didn't bring us together. It didn't, you know, though he was, you know, a bit sober and serious about it. I think his rhetoric was, again, just more agitative toward the racial divide as opposed to, you know, trying to, as you say, hey, let's look at the numbers. It instantly became a white on black deal, which, you know, I was saying to another guest here, Coach, I find it quite interesting that when there's a Muslim shooting involved, he is very measured, very cautious. But when it's something like this, boy, he comes to conclusion right away.
Well, that goes back to the incident at the beginning of his presidency, between the black college professor.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And the cop, and he had that farcical beer summit.
Yeah.
Please, the guy has always only been interested in being president, not being presidential. And, yes. And this is just another example of it.
Well, Coach, let's talk about this lasting haunt in the form of the FBI. I said indictment, non-indictment of Hillary Clinton.
Well, you're talking to a guy that right along saying, I hope that she doesn't get indicted so that Trump can indict her in the court of public opinion. Let me tell you something. Yesterday, I was cringing at the beginning of those hearings because right away, CNN had a sign under the at the bottom of their screen. Comey says that Clinton didn't lie, and I figured that's it. What's going to happen here is there'll be an endless stream of sound bites that will clear her and make, well, that clearer, but make it better for her. I was so happy to be wrong. I think that Chaffetz and
Craig Gowdy.
And Gowdy just skinned her and him alive. And to get Comey to say that she was so so unsophisticated that she couldn't understand what the C meant on an email.
Exactly. Hey, Coach, we'll pick it up from there on the other side of the break. Bill Martinez and Coach Kevin Collins right now here live at 18 before the top of the hour.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources
pretty
can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Accucheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk.
Well,
of course,
of
never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
You know, cancer categorizes over 100 diseases,
right?
Though we don't diagnose, treat, or cure cancer. Bill Martinez Live is offering Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 855-305-8326. Of Coach. Yeah, Bob.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You've reached Bill Martinez Live. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're pursuing the truth no matter where it leads because, you know, we feel that's in the best interest of America and this constitutional republic that stands in the balance right now, ladies and gentlemen. And it's going to be up to me and you, a grassroots level, bottom-up movement, not top-down. Top-down and the elites, they think this is a government of, for, and by Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, you know, President Obama, Hillary Clinton, the Clinton Foundation. It's all about them. It's not about we the people. Well, the last time I checked in the Constitution, I don't see their names in there. But, you know, this is on us. This is a government of, for, and by we the people. If it isn't, it's because we the people have checked out. We need to get back in the fight. Right, Coach?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Everybody has to make their decision and make it quickly. Stop this Never Trump nonsense and understand what we're playing for. We're playing for the life of America. That's it. The rest is sophistry. So
yes.
Just knock it off, you jackasses out there that are looking for perfection. It doesn't exist. So let's take the guy that's going to get us the furthest down the field, not somebody that's going to hamstring us.
Yeah, the guy that gave us, you know, all the votes. I mean, look at all the votes that he has. We're going to vacate all those votes. I mean, you imagine the revolt that would be ignited across this country. I mean, with these guys, you know, playing around and thinking, oh, let's, you know, let's find a way, let's tie up, you know, the votes and all this sort of thing and put the Republican Party into absolute chaos. I mean, it's like, look at, you know, the Republican Party has wanted a change in a long time. And though this may not be the perfect change, as you say, that they expected, it's changed nonetheless. And he's resonated, and for him to beat out 17 other candidates, Coach, and to be where he's at right now with what probably more Republican votes in modern history.
Yeah, look, this again. I think that what we're seeing in the media with these whispers about what's going to happen with 900 delegates are going to revolt against him. That's psyops.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's psychological operation, folks. It's used in wartime all the time. You lie to get the other side upset and take their mind off the task at hand, which is winning the battle. No such thing is going to even come near. There'll be a few morons that will stand up. They should either have tinfoil hats on. They should have tinfoil hats made like tricorners because they see themselves as throwbacks to the American Revolution. I would throw them right out of the door. The 200 people that congressmen that Trump met with solves all of that, and he very quietly met with Ted Cruz. He's going to give Cruz a chance to talk. He needs Cruz to come back into the fold. All of that is over. Once he's the president, Cruz, if he does not bring Cruz into his administration, he would, and he should, but I'll tell you about that after, he will have Cruz as his bulldog in in the Senate. I think that if he does bring Cruz into his administration, he should make him the Solicitor General. Wow.
Wow, yeah.
Would love it.
Well, when you think about the very heart of Ted Cruz and his love for the Constitution and getting this country back on track, if this country is going to be great again, it's because it needs to be reunited with the constitutional principles. And exactly. who better than to do that than one Ted Cruz and also Newt Gingrich as well?
Newt Gingrich, I love the pick. I've said this before. I have an acquaintanceship with Newt. If he walked into this room where I am right now or past the door, he would say, "Hi, Coach," because I know him. I've done that blowing smoke. Mm-hmm. I have always liked him, and he's an idea guy, and he would be a tremendous asset as the vice president. He takes all the steam out of the sophisticated, oh-so-knowledgeable right wing. He's even melted Noah Goldberg, and I didn't realize this. Noah Goldberg's wife worked for Newt.
Oh, so, really? Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, well, he said so himself in a column. So all of this Never Trump stuff, that's all over, and I'm telling you, the numbers that I'm seeing in polls, Trump hanging around and getting ahead a little bit, getting behind a little bit, that's on 73% Republican support. When he gets the normal 92%, he's going to catapult right past her. Bang.
Well, you know, you mentioned polling, Coach, and I'm very dubious of the polling. I mean, these swings, we saw what happened, for example, you know, I keep saying with the Democrats, what the AP did in terms of rigging that last Super Tuesday deal. And Bernie just kind of went out with a whimper. I thought, if anything, you know, he would have cried foul dramatically because the carpet was pulled out from underneath him when AP, 2 days before that final Super Tuesday and California lying in the balance. I mean, up to that point, there was about a 2-point separation between Hillary and Bernie. And after that announcement, of course, here comes the primary, and Hillary wins by double digits. I mean, the only difference there was the AP involvement. And I thought, radio stations, outlets were warned, TV stations were warned not to prematurely announce results. Of course, this wasn't announcing results on the vote, but it was announcing results on the delegate numbers. And I found that to be quite manipulative and unfair to one Bernie Sanders, if not the electorate.
And yet, that pales in comparison to what I think is happening now. Notice in these polls, we're seeing the name Gary Johnson of the Libertarian Party.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Libertarian Party only exists in 27 states. I would bet that the vast, vast majority of people has never even heard of the Libertarian Party, let alone Gary Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Last time, in 12, Gary Johnson got 0.99.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of a sudden, Gary Johnson is getting anywhere between 5% and 10% in the polls.
Right.
Absolute lies. Why? That's so that CNN can say, well, he passes that 5% support threshold, so we have to put him in a debate with Trump and Hillary, and Johnson will act as Hillary's tag team match partner. He will ask stupid questions. He will talk over Trump. He will do everything he can to disrupt Trump while Hillary stands there watching the clock go down.
Mm-hmm.
And not having to answer any of Trump's questions, because the moderators are not going to ask her anything important.
No question, yeah.
But you know, it's insidious. It's even the Green Party, too. latest YouGov poll, he's getting 4%. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, this is the thing, you know, we understand these things are being manipulated. It's all being, as one congressman said the other day in the committee hearing, is that there's an orchestration that's happening. And not just, you know, with Bill Clinton at the tarmac, with Lynch, and, you know, and President Obama having Hillary Clinton on Air Force One. All this stuff that happened in a short period of time, but the dance continues, doesn't it, Coach?
Absolutely, but the bright side is that the American people are seeing through it. Comey is going to wind up having done no good for Hillary, and I was so happy to see that even the Washington Post, Chris Cillizza, who posted his piece like less than an hour and a half after Comey spoke, he starts out his piece by saying, the good news for Hillary Clinton was she was not indicted. The bad news was everything else that Comey said.
Yeah, it's it is absolutely incredulous, and people have consistently said about Comey, but I think he took a hit to his armor here, Coach. Because he was regarded as a man of integrity, and I watched it very closely, and on the surface he looks strong, he looks right, looks like he holds his ground, but all of a sudden he gets to that crossroads where, you know, there's something that's blocking his connection of the dots, because he lays out the facts, and you know it comes down to 1 + 1, and somehow he can't say 2.
Yeah.
Am I missing something here or what?
No, maybe not, because people are digging into his past and finding out that he has been the moving force in the DOJ behind a number of cases that have benefited the Clintons. So this might be another Fitzgerald, Patrick Fitzgerald number. And interestingly enough, they worked in the same office together in the New York Southern District. Okay, so
Coach, I sure hope not. I mean, and we've got so much more to understand. I mean, we got the movie The Clinton Cash, which is coming out. This is going to be very disturbing for the voting, you know, voter politic out there, Coach, when they really start seeing, you know, the tentacles of the Clinton Foundation, how corrupt the Clinton family and the foundation is. I mean, this is going to be a sad and very stressful time for this country to deal with this.
And Bubba took 26 trips to the sexual pervert Epstein's private.
That was for therapy. Come on, let's be fair. Coach Kevin Collins is with us. Coach, thank you so much. Appreciate it as always. This is Bill Martinez live.
An affordable alternative to the high cost of health care that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable health care that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain health care costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.